I come to you with this adoration. With a hymn, I implore the favor of the quick Marutz. O Marutz, you have rejoiced in it clearly. Put down then all anger and unharness your horses. This reverent praise of yours, O Marutz, fashioned in the heart, has been offered by the mind. O gods, come to it, pleased in your mind, for you give increase to our worship. May the Marutz, when they have been praised, be gracious to us, and likewise Indra, the best giver of happiness, when he has been praised. May our lances through our valor stand always erect, O Marutz. I am afraid of this powerful one, and trembling in fear of Indra. For you the offerings were prepared. We have now put them away, forgive us. Thou through whom the Manas see the mornings, whenever the eternal dawns flash forth with power, O Indra, O strong hero, grant thou glory to us with the Marutz, terrible with the terrible ones, strong and a giver of victory. O Indra, protect thou these bravest of men. Let thy anger be turned away from the Marutz, for thou hast become victorious together with those brilliant heroes. May we have an invigorating autumn, with quickening rain. 8. O Marutz, that man in whose dwelling you drink the Soma, ye mighty sons of heaven, he indeed has the best guardians. You who are propitiated either by sacrifices or from the prayers of the sage, hear the call, O Marutz. I, the powerful man to whom you have granted a sage, he will live in a stable rich in cattle. On the altar of this strong man Soma is poured out in daily sacrifices. Praise and joy are sung. To him let the mighty Marutz listen, to him who surpasses all men, as the flowing rain clouds pass over the sun. For we, O Marutz, have sacrificed at many harvests, through the mercies of the storm gods. May that mortal be blessed, O chasing Marutz, whose offerings you carry off. You take notice either of the sweat of him who praises you, ye men of true strength, or of the desire of the suppliant. O ye of true strength, make this manifest with might. Strike the fiend with your lightning. Hide the hideous darkness. Destroy every tusky fiend. Make the light which we long for. 9. Endowed with exceeding vigor and power, the singers, the never flinching, the immovable, the impetuous, the most beloved and most manly, have decked themselves with their glittering ornaments, a few only, like the heavens with the stars. When you have seen your way through the clefts, like birds, O Marutz, on whatever road it be, then the clouds on your chariots trickle everywhere, and you pour out the honey-like fatness for him who praises you. At their racings the earth shakes, as if broken. When on the heavenly paths they harness their deer for victory, they the sportive, the roaring, with bright spears, the shakers of the clouds have themselves glorified their greatness. That youthful company, with their spotted horses, moves by itself. Hence it exercises lordship, invested with powers. Thou indeed art true, thou searchest out sin, thou art without blemish. Therefore the manly host will help this prayer. We speak after the kind of our old father. Our tongue goes forth at the sight of the Soma. When the singers had joined Indra indeed, then only they took their holy names. These Marutz, armed with beautiful rings, obtained splendors for their glory, they obtained rays and men to celebrate them. Nay, armed with daggers, speeding along and fearless, they found the beloved domain of the Marutz. 10. What then now? When will you take us as a dear father takes his son by both hands, O ye gods, for whom the sacred grass has been trimmed? Where now? On what errand of yours are you going, in heaven, not on earth? Where are your cows sporting? Where are your newest favors, O Marutz? Where are the blessings? Where all delights? If you, sons of Prisni, were mortals, and your praiser an immortal, then never should your praiser be unwelcome, like a deer in pasture grass, nor should he go on the path of Yama. Let not one sin after another, difficult to be conquered, overcome us. May it depart together with greed. Truly they are terrible and powerful. Even to the desert the Rudriyas bring rain that is never dried up. The lightning lows like a cow. It follows as a mother follows after her young, when the shower of the Marutz has been let loose. Even by day the Marutz create darkness with the water-bearing cloud, when they drench the earth. Then from the shouting of the Marutz over the whole space of the earth, men reeled